Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Sick Podcast with your host, That Leafs Fan. Episode 35. But episode one of the playoffs. And today is going to be a playoff preview where we're going to talk about the most gruesome tournament of winning a championship. And I really hope that the hockey gods like the color blue more than they like the color yellow. Before we get into any of that, producer, roll the tape.
Turn up your volume. Because you're about to listen to The Sick Podcast. Sick Podcast. With That Leafs Fan.
They score! They score! Holy mackerel, they score! Morgan Rielly! Mo Rielly! The Leafs have won it! They're going to the second round! Do you believe this? Holy mackerel!
The sickest Toronto Maple Leafs podcast. It's gonna be sick.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a different side. Welcome to the other side. It is time for the playoffs. The NHL playoffs are here. It feels like they came here. I've been dying and waiting for the NHL playoffs, and now it just feels like an 18-wheeler truck just ran me over, and it's like, all right, we're here. And Oh my goodness. I highly suggest if you're listening to this on Spotify to go over and watch it on YouTube so you can see my facial expressions throughout this video, because it's most likely going to be different than any other podcast we've done this season. I don't know where to start. Let's start with this. The Toronto Maple Leafs are set to face off the Goliath in the Boston Bruins. Now, this is the fourth time since 2013 that these teams will face off in the first round. Every single time these teams play, every time. 2013, 2017, 2018, and maybe even this year. It has gone to seven games, and the series was decided in either the third period or overtime. I don't want to talk about that overtime one. You guys know exactly what it is. It causes me pain to this day. 10 years ago, and it feels like yesterday, I remember exactly where I was. I remember exactly how I was feeling. And I got introduced to heartbreak, pretty much. Yeah, thanks, Boston, for that. Appreciate it. It's the greatest time of year and most stressful all at the same time. Guys, the Toronto Maple Leafs are playing the Boston Bruins. I'm going to say it many times this episode. The Toronto Maple Leafs are playing the Boston Bruins. David is matching up versus Goliath once again. David has fallen in every time he has played Goliath. Every time. But it was a much closer series every single time than others might have expected. So what do we have in store for this year? What's the matchup looking like? Look, I'll start off by saying this. In any other series, you look at the stats, you look at the comparables, you look at the season series, you dissect everything you possibly can, and you would be right to do so, because matchups do matter. The way teams match up against each other matter. As you've seen in the past, whoever has the better team, whoever has the worst team, whoever has better defense, better goaltending, better offense, and everything in between, whether it's dominant on one side and very slim on the other, like I said, these series always go the full length, like literally the full length. Like I said, the last three times these teams played each other in the playoffs, every single series, the outcome was determined in the third period or overtime of game seven. Every time. Now, unfortunately, the Leafs have never been on the happy side of things. It's always been, oh, we were so close. How did we blow it? So many memes have come to this. Guys, this needs to end now. This notion, this, however you want to call it, this narrative needs to fucking end now. It needs to end now. And here is how the Toronto Maple Leafs are going to do it, if they are going to do it. This season, the Toronto Maple Leafs went 0-4 versus the Boston Bruins. They went exactly 0-2-2. They lost two games in regulation, 4-1. Ha, huh, funny. And they lost two games in overtime. I don't care at all. Last time we played each other, the Leafs swept the Bruins in the season series, and in the playoffs, we still lost. It doesn't matter. Let's go through what we have to go through, which is the comparisons, the stats, the on paper, everything analytically speaking, and then we're going to get to the actual preview as to what I think is going to happen and what needs to happen in terms of scenarios. So, matching up the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Boston Bruins, it's pretty much the same way it tends to be in the other years past. The Bruins have much stronger goaltending. They got the tandem of Linus Ullmark, Jeremy Swayman, who are probably one of, if not the best tandem of goaltending in the NHL. The Toronto Maple Leafs have Samsonov, Joseph Woll, and Martin Jones, if ever we have to go there. If we ever have to go to Martin Jones, it's probably because we're not in a good spot.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Samsonov is the only Leafs goaltender in the last 20 years to win a series for the Leafs. Is he the best goalie in the league? Not even close. Has he had an interesting story this year? Absolutely. The guy got waived. He was unplayable. And then he came back and just went on a tear. Gave his team a chance to win every single night he was in it. Joseph Woll, last year in the playoffs, was thrown into a very awkward spot when Samsonov just was falling apart physically because he was injured in 20,000, why did I say it like that? 20,000 different ways. And he held his ground. He gave the team a chance. These two are going to have a crucial role in the series if the Leafs are to have a remote chance. In any way you decide to look at it, you need one of these two goalies. Who's going to be the starter game one? I think it's going to be Samsonov. Matter of fact, it might be confirmed that it is Samsonov. And I think he's earned the start. I think he's earned game one, especially with the comeback story he's had. I think he has definitely earned being the starter in game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs for the Leafs. That being said, there is no room for error for goaltending. We cannot have a bad game from them, either of them. not Samsonov or not Wolf, whoever is between the pipes, they cannot have a bad game. The moment they have a bad game, it's the best man up, next guy on the block. If Samsonov comes out in game one, regardless of what he did this season, and it was very special, and I still tip my hat to him because it's truly incredible the adversity he has overcome this year. If he comes in game one and just doesn't show up and just shits the bed, if you will, Joseph Wall's in for game two. And there's no room to test it out again, I don't think. Like I said, if the Leafs are going to have a chance in this series, these two need to be on their A game. They're the second best goalie on the ice, statistically speaking, every single night. And they need to be top level of their game every single game. If not, the Leafs don't stand a chance here. Defense. Again, another category where I'd say the Boston Bruins are the heavy favorite. They have a lot more experience on the back end in terms of making a deep run. It's all led by Charlie McAvoy, one of the best defensemen in the NHL, both offensively and defensively. He's just a very well-rounded defenseman. I'd say he's very similar to the importance to a team the way Hedman is to the Lightning, in which he's definitely going to be a guy that we're going to have to contain, but he's so good that it's going to have to be that we contain him because you can't stop him completely. The Leafs defense has been through hell and back this year, But again, although they are the second best defense in the series, I think the Leafs defense, and a lot of people are not going to understand what I'm going to say, because you look at it on paper and you're like, what is this lunatic talking about? Simo, Benoit, Jake McCabe, Edmondson, Brody. What are these guys? Like, well, this is not even league average defending. And you might be right. But for once, we have guys on our back end who are at very least going to finish their check. They're going to hit after the whistle. They're not going to let anyone touch the goalie. They're not going to let anyone fuck around in front of the net. At the very least, there's that. Now, defensively speaking, in terms of actual defending, it's not great. We know this. They tend to struggle sometimes with zone breakouts. They tend to struggle with just tape-to-tape passes. Like, they're not very mobile defensemen, aside from, like, Riley and Liljegren. They're not very mobile, but if they can keep the game simple, the Leafs defense, that is, I definitely think they can put up a fight. 100%. They need to, like, the way Edmondson, when we played the Oilers, I don't know if you guys remember this, the night that we almost blew a 5-1 lead in the third period, but we didn't, magically. Or 5-0, actually, it might have been. Anyways, Joel Edmondson was a menace to Draisaitl's game. He just made sure, I'm going to hit this guy every time. I'm going to push him on the board. I'm going to slash his stick. I'm going to cross-check him in the back. Every single time these two were on the ice, he did something to Draisaitl. And over the game, you noticed how much it put him off his game and how much it pissed him off, to the point where they even had offsetting minors where they took one of each out. Edmondson to the box, Draisaitl. That's a fucking great trade. That is a great trade. I take that every single day of the week, and we need that from these guys. We need that from Edmondson. That's the only reason we got him, matter of fact, because defensively, again, analytically, oof, it's not great from him at all. But the guy is strong, and you know, in the NHL playoffs, for some reason, it's the same exact sport, but the rules are completely different. And Edmondson knows how to bend it. Literally, he knows how to bend those types of rules. And that's the types of players we've never had, especially when playing the Bruins. We've never had that. We've never had types of players like that. We've had always Riley. We had the Jake Gardner. We had the Roman Polak. We had the Sandin, the young Sandin. We had the Travis Dermott. Like, these are not guys who play the game of the players we have this year at all. It's not even close. So for the Leafs defense to match up in this playoff series against the Bruins, they are going to need to always finish their check. Make sure you hit the guy. Make sure you're in their face at all times in the series. The entire 60 minutes of every single game for as long as this series goes on, if they are to have a chance. So Pastrnak, there needs to be a guy on him all the time. Marchand, I want him to have the worst time of his life. He wants to be a rat in this series. Make his life as miserable as humanly possible every time this guy is on the ice. Don't forget what he did to Liljegren at the beginning of the season. They were soft when that happened. Can't have that this time. Not a chance. If he even tries to slew foot, if he even tries to stick his tongue out and lick you like he did, fucking loser, I can't stand him. Oh my God. I hate the Bruins so much. I can't. I just, like, as a sports fan, this is literally like my enemy. The team we're playing right now is literally my enemy. And it's Marchand's like the top of the line guy that I just do not like. But he's very good at what he does. He is very good at what he does. Getting under your skin, causing havoc, getting in your head. He's good at that. Make sure you do the exact same thing to him. Exact same thing. Every time he's on the ice. Every single time he's on the ice. Before the whistle, during, and after. Every single time you have to be on this guy. Be a menace to him before he can do it back to you, type of thing. Make it so miserable that he just won't even know what to do. You have, like, these are the types of things you don't see on paper. Guys, we have looked at the Toronto Maple Leafs on paper, and it has always looked great. This year, on paper, you look at it and you're like, ah, I don't know. But there's something about a couple of these players that we just never had. The types of play styles of Domi, the Edmondson, the Jake McCabe, very underrated. The Bertuzzis, we've never had these types of players in the playoffs. This is why we went to go and get these guys. Not for the season. Not for the season. These guys were not meant for the season. They were meant for right now. Now is where we are going to see if that 5.5 to Bertuzzi was worth it, if the $3 million to Domi was worth it, if the 1.25 three-year deal of Ryan Reeves was at all worth it, if the Jake McCabe trade was worth, like, all of these things, if the Edmondson signing was worth it. Now is where we find out. I don't care about the season. I don't care at all. This is where we find out. We need performances from these guys because this is what we brought them in for. This is what we brought them in for. And they cannot let loose for less than a second in this entire series. They cannot. Every game, every shift, every moment they're on the ice, make the Bruins' lives completely miserable. Miserable. They can't miss that. So that is what I have for the defense. Now the offense. This is obviously the most important factor of the team for the Leafs in terms of their structure. Austin Matthews didn't hit 70 goals this year. He finished with 69. Boo-hoo. Don't care. 69 is absolutely fucking insane. It's insane. 69 goals is insane. It's something that has not happened in 30 years. Unfortunately, if we're out in the first round, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. However, he didn't hit 70. But I can tell you this. If Austin Matthews brings us past the Boston Bruins, pretty sure every single Leafs fan in this world would take the fact that, hey, you know what? He won't get 70, but he'll help you get past the Bruins. You're like, yep, take everything I own. Yep, let's do it. Deal. Let's do it. I'm down. I'm game. Let's do it. It's now that matters. It's all of the things that happened in the season, all the accolades, all the signings, all of the commentary on the types of play of these guys, all the streaks and everything. Now is where we once again... This is what all the work for the season has been for. It's for this. We knew we were getting either the Bruins or the Panthers. Both are insane competitors, both of them. The Bruins and the Panthers versus the Leafs, both of them are favorite to win the series. Whichever way it goes, even if we got the Panthers, it doesn't matter.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There's obviously the old narrative on this team. They need to put that behind them. They need to put that behind them. You guys know I said I want the Bruins. I said it, and I'll say it again. I wanted the Bruins. This is the matchup I wanted. Now listen to me very, very, very carefully in case you missed it the first time. And listen to this beginning, middle, and end of my point. I want the Boston Bruins for this reason. We either beat them and slay the demons that of our past, slay the dragon, and eliminate that narrative, and now nothing's holding us back, or we're taken out by the Goliath once again, and we were never supposed to be there in the first place, and you save me time. Those are the two scenarios. Those are the two things we're looking at. You either get it done, or you should have never been there in the first place, and there's nothing in between at all. And if you get through them, why not us? That was my mindset when playing this team, because the game seven woes was because of Boston. The playoff round one woes stemmed from the creation of losing to the Boston Bruins. The "we are unable to do it" has come from the Boston Bruins. The choke, all of these negative narratives put on this team stem from the times we played the Boston Bruins. So the only way to go through your problems is not around it or avoiding it. It's going right through it. And this, they have a genuine opportunity here to get it done. Like they really, really do. They do. In terms of team structure, in terms of build. And look, I'm not going to sit here and say, and I want you to be very careful in how you interpret what I'm about to say. I know there's going to be people who are going to twist the words. The Boston Bruins are at their weakest point that they have been at as a franchise, I would say, at least in the last 6 to 7 years. Like, they're still a great hockey team. They're a fantastic hockey team. You do not just get 108 points in a season if you're mid. It just doesn't happen. But they lost a lot of center depth. They, like, it's just, if it was that close in the past, get it done, guys. Talking about the Leafs, get it done. Like, the Leafs have gotten better as the Bruins have aged. We can't lose this series. We just can't. There's no excuse. If you lose the series, then I don't care who comes back next year. It won't matter. It won't work. If they can't get past the Bruins in round one, the way it is now, it's not for you. It's not meant for you. That's just the matter of fact. That's just the way it is. It won't matter. I don't care how many goals you scored in the season. I don't care how great they looked as a team going forward up until leading up till the play. It won't matter. None of it will. The story of Samsonov's comeback won't matter. Matthews near 70 won't matter. Nylander on a tear won't matter. Oh, we went to go and get this guy, that guy, and the other guy. Won't matter. They need to get it done. They need to get it done. I'm so sick and tired of, I can't. They need to get it done. And I know every single Leafs fan knows that if this team plays a full 60 minutes of hockey, not 52, not 48, not 12, 60 minutes of hockey. I have said this since the preseason. The Toronto Maple Leafs kryptonite is the Toronto Maple Leafs. They shoot themselves in the foot. It's not the other team, because we know when this team wants to play. We know it. We know it. We know it. When this team shows up to play a hockey game on that night and they're like, we're going to start from the puck drop till the final whistle and they play everything in the middle, they are one of the hardest teams to beat in the league. I don't care. Just make fun all you want. It's factual. The reason the Leafs are so... the reason everyone laughs at it is because they do it to themselves. This is a team that has shot themselves in the foot endlessly, 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 every time. So it, in a certain sense, if you look at it, it's a bittersweet, because we know the issue is not that they're not good enough, but we know the issue is they are their own worst enemy. So in this series, are they going to be their best friend or are they going to be their worst enemy? And that's really going to be, at the end of the day, the make or break of the series. It will be. Because look, I'm not worried that I'm not worried if Matthews is going to score or if how Nylander is going to play or how I'm not worried. Like, at the end of the day, and I'm not saying I'm not worried because I guarantee you that they're going to have good series. What I'm saying is they're grown-ass men. They've been here before. If they're not sick of it, then they shouldn't be here, period. If you're not sick of constantly being the loser, it's not for you. Like, I don't know how you love hockey but are okay with losing. It just doesn't make sense in the neurons of my brain. There's a part somewhere along that line where it can't process. There's an error 404 on my desktop. I can't process it. It doesn't make sense. How can you be okay with losing? I don't care how you win. I don't care what you need to do to win. That's on you. You guys get paid $10 million, $11 million, $12 million. We pay you to do this. It's your literal job. I don't get paid $12 million to go and win a game for the Leafs. No, of course not. That's what it relies on. You guys are getting paid the big bucks. They need to... there cannot be... And again, the accountability of what I was talking about before of zero puck drop till final whistle at the final 60, that relies mostly on those guys right there. Nylander, Marner, Matthews, like these players cannot have like a lazy shift. Not even one. I don't care. I don't want to hear it. There's no excuse. There's none. Every time that you are on the ice, you give it your all. You don't stop being relentless. You just don't. If even one of these guys, even one of them, I don't give a shit. If even one of these guys is on the ice and they just don't look like they want to take them off, I feel like Leafs fans can agree with this. We're beyond this. And I don't think they're going to do it. Like, there's been a lot of substance this year to prove that, like, Nylander has clicked onto another level. He looks pissed off. And I want to see that because we're used to seeing like a lackadaisical personality from him on the ice. Not that he's not trying. It's just he's had a very... he has this certain flow to his game that can make him look like he's kind of just coasting. But it's how he's been. This year, he's leveled it up. He looks more on it. He struggled a bit at the end of the season. It's fine. Nylander, reset. Right here, reset. It starts fresh from here. Get back to your main form. Same thing for Matthews. You didn't get the 70th. It doesn't matter. I really hope that they don't even think about this. It literally does not matter. I can't stress it enough. Like, the amount of people that have come up to me, what do you think that he didn't hit 70? How do you think he feels? I get it. 69 is still fucking insane to score in a season. It's one goal difference. I get it. Historically, it does not matter. It matters what you do in the season that you did that. It matters what you do in the playoffs. If not, the season accomplishments, let alone look useless and don't matter, it almost makes it sad if it's a wasted season. Because then I'm going to dread looking back on the season that you did that. Because to me, it won't remind me, wow, you scored so many goals. It's going to remind me, yeah, but it led to nothing. So make use of these stellar career years. Make use of it. Put a positive notion to these seasons. Make use of it. Don't waste it. Don't waste it. Don't let it slide between. Like, you know what I mean? You think people are going to talk about the fact that McDavid got 100 assists this year if they're out in the first round? No, of course not. They're going to talk about it, but they're only going to say, sure, he got 100 assists, but the Oilers were out in the first round. It won't matter. Same thing for Kucherov. He got 100 assists. Wow, this, that. Yeah, but they lost in the first round. It doesn't matter. Who cares? These, like, these accomplishments, like, individually are great, but it's not an individual game. It's a season. It's a team game. So make use of these historic seasons for the Leafs. Don't waste them. We have never seen, Toronto has never seen players this good before. We have never seen a Matthews before Matthews. We have never seen Matthews, Marner, Nylander on the same team. We've never had that ever, ever. Auston Matthews is literally on pace to passing Matt Sundin for the most goals in Maple Leafs history next year. The guy's going to be 27 years old. 27. He's not even 30. He's sniffing his prime. He's not even there yet. Don't waste these eras. It pains me to think about how much of this time we have wasted. But if they do something of it this year, it won't feel a waste. It'll feel that it was all for a reason. Put meaning to this. I think that's what Leaf fans are longing for. And I've sidetracked from the playoff preview because at the end of the day, I can talk about the stats. I can talk about the matchups. I can talk about the this and the that. None of it will matter. It will not matter. We know that every time these two teams face off, whoever's the better or worse team on paper, it goes the full length anyway. It won't matter. It does not matter. We know this. Make use of these eras. Make use of these generational talents. Put a positive notion to your legacy, guys. It's unfortunate that we've gotten to a point where it just feels like we've thrown these careers in the garbage. Like it's just, you look at it and instead of it being impressive, it's a laughing stock. Change that. It takes one run to do that. Win four games before you lose four and do it four times in a row. It's a lot easier said than done. But at the end of the day, that's what it boils down to. These are the games that define legacies, that define careers, that define franchises. And the Leafs just haven't had it in the past years. And I don't know if they have it. This is where we find out. I think they're more tough. I think they're more physical. I think they care more. But here is where we really find out. I don't care who they're playing. It doesn't matter. We know the Leafs can beat good teams the same way they lose to the worst ones. The Leafs have annihilated the Rangers. We shut out the Jets. We beat Vegas. We destroyed Vegas in a game after they destroyed us. We beat the Colorado Avalanche. We've handled the Dallas Stars. We've lost twice to the Chicago Blackhawks. We've lost nearly every game to the Senators. It's like they tend to match the team they're playing against. And where I'm going with that is that we know they're capable, and that's why it's painful. That's what is painful, is because that when push comes to shove and the games matter, it's just lean towards negativity rather than positivity. And now, once again, we are in a position where they can change that. They can change the script. And the only way they're going to do it is if they play a full hockey game. And these blunders in their own zone, these brain farts in their own zone, they're going to happen. I know it. I already know that I'm going to like bite all the nails off of my hand and rip all of my hair out. But minimalize that at the very least. And like, expose the Bruins' weaknesses, because they do have. They're not a perfect hockey team. They're not. They're a great hockey team, as much as I hate saying that. They're a great hockey team. But that doesn't mean they're perfect. There's definitely ways you expose them. We can explode, I feel, offensively in an acute period of time that I haven't seen from the Bruins. So if you come out like flying colors, like you come out the gate and you go hard and you hit the net and you like, you guys just go details. It's the details. If you guys come out and just full throttle, full force, give everything, Why not us? That's genuinely how I see it. And we're going to see. We're going to see. I would make a prediction, but I genuinely do not know. I really don't know. Like, I can say what I want to happen. I can give you the take that protects my heart. I can give you the pessimistic, optimistic. I can say the Leafs need to do this. If not, if they don't do this, well, then there's, as you guys can see, I'm sick and tired of wasted time. And I just really hope that this year they don't waste our time. I really hope they haven't lured us in, because I, again, unfortunately, maybe I'm just an idiot. I'm all in again. I don't choose. You don't get to decide. If you love a team this much, and I know diehard sports fans, you know what I'm saying. There's just something special about this time of year, and I just want it. There's so much negativity associated to this time of year for Leaf fans, and I'm just hoping, and I believe that it can happen, that they can just alter the notion and change the script for once. And it's in their hands. They're capable of doing it. That's what's so frustrating. It's like you have a best friend and you look at him and you're like, kid, you have so much potential. Like, you really do. If you just stop fucking up, if you just make the right decisions, like, you have so much potential, such a bright future. But you gotta cut the bullshit out. You got to. That's the relationship I feel with this team. That's how I feel. I've probably repeated myself 6 million times. Guys, it all starts tomorrow night at 8 p.m., April 20th, at Madison Square. At the Boston, whatever the fuck their arena's called. Whatever it is, I don't care. I know it, but it's not coming to me right now. In Boston, tomorrow night, 8 p.m., Game 1, Stanley Cup playoffs. Are you guys going to make this season mean something? I really hope so. And I really know they could do it. I know they can. I know it. Are you guys ready? Are you guys ready to... By the way, Leaf fans, if you're new here, first of all, sorry. Welcome to hell. Second of all, if you think this is going to be a sweep for either team, newsflash, no. No, it won't be. This series is probably going to test your heart many different ways. It'll make you break TV remotes. It'll make you bite all your nails. It'll make you feel like the top of the world and the lowest depths of hell all at the same time. So brace yourselves. This is why we are fans. This is why we cheer and support. It's for this time of year. To everyone, if you're not a Leafs fan, if you're not a Bruins fan, you're just tuning in just like that, the odds be ever in your favor for your team. Unless you're playing the Leafs, then I hate your team and I wish you nothing but the worst. Sorry. That being said, guys, it's David versus Goliath again. I just hope David's ready, because I know Goliath will be. That is going to be it for today, guys. Thank you very much for watching. Stay tuned for the first playoff game recap coming Sunday. I'm going to be doing an episode after every single game. Full emotion. I warn you, it'll be explicit. I warn you, I might say things that are very far-fetched. But I do it because I care. This is what I love. I love the Toronto Maple Leafs for the best and the worst and everything in between. And we are so hard on this team because we just want to see them win more than anyone, more than they do, matter of fact. So guys, I'll leave you with that. If you're ready to get on this stretch of the playoffs with me, whether it lasts a week or 2 months, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Drop a like and turn on the notification so you don't miss a thing. Get ready, because it's going to be a wild one. Game 1 tomorrow, 8 p.m. I'll see you in the next one. Go Leafs, go.
And that's a wrap. Hope you don't miss us too much until next time.
Follow the Sick Podcast with That Leafs Fan on YouTube, Facebook, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts.